Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, if you laugh at the cooch prints that she leaves in the snow, then you're going to hell. This makes me want to go and get my very own copy of the film Boxing Helena out of storage, and watch it again. In case you never watched it, it's about a guy obsessed with a girl, so he kidnaps her and gets rid of her legs, so that she can't get away. Then she tries to wheel away in a wheelchair, so he lobs off her arms too. Then he carries her around in a box, and she looks like this. Up next, the Dubai Real Estate Index lost a third of its value after Iran attacked Dubai. It got so bad that if you posted on social media what was happening there while living in Dubai, you would get arrested. Maybe Dubai real estate is just a great big Ponzi scheme, and Iranian drones are the pin. Everything is a Ponzi scheme once new money stops flowing into it, and the old money wants to dump the asset and get out. Also, if you want to buy a barrel of oil on the global markets, it's closer to $140, and not the $85 or $95 a barrel that you see on Bloomberg News. Number three, here's what Kanye West says about therapy. He quit therapy after two sessions because he says that she needed therapy, his therapist, after meeting him. I'll bet you that after two sessions, even the coach was asking for a therapist too. If you catch my drift. The funniest thing about this is that it sounds like something that Ye would say. Dude knows what's up, but his problem is that he's not subtle about the way he words things he says. At this point, Kanye isn't a patient, he's a case study. Moving on, so here we are. With the average 25-year-old man today never having had a girlfriend and never having had sex. But here's how many men the average girl is matched with on Hinge. Looks like there's a problem with supply and demand. And this isn't even an exaggeration. There's a ratio of 3 men for every 1 woman on the dating apps. Just to have a chance, you gotta be in the top 1/3 of men. And even if you match with her, there's an 80% probability that she'll just ghost you and never respond. Number 5, and if you're one of the lucky 5% of the so-called lucky men to get a wife or girlfriend these days, you might be like this guy walking into the gym with his newborn, while catching his wife sitting on her trainer's lap. Bro should have worked out harder, I suppose. Correction, as he walks into the gym with his trainer's newborn baby. I guess there's a good chance he forgot to do a DNA test to confirm paternity. It's a fake viral story, but you know that it happened out there somewhere. Up next, and speaking of stirring up drama, a woman spotted her pregnant friend's boyfriend in Bonnie Blue's 1,000-man video. And so she decided to tell her. Why wouldn't she? Women have no way of keeping a secret. What I want to know is, why did she even watch it in the first place? Was she watching it for research purposes? This story is not yet complete. Someone needs to tell us what happened after she shared the info with her prego friend. Number 7, is this every father's worst nightmare? Judging by her behavior, this looks like fatherless behavior to me. She doesn't seem to have a father, but I bet that she calls all of them daddy. To be honest though, I don't think this is every father's worst nightmare. The guy in the far right looks like Myron Gaines. I think that this is every East Asian grandfather's worst nightmare to boot. But then again, for all I know, that might actually be the next Tiger Woods. Moving on, do you agree with Turkey shutting down university programs if they fail to get students jobs? I don't agree with this because university was never supposed to be about getting employment. It was always about enriching yourself and expanding your mind. It was always meant for the sons of the elite who never needed to work. My fine arts degree, where I took philosophy classes, would have been shut down by the Turkish authorities, and if it was, I never would have been able to think as creatively as I do today. Number 9, Berkshire Hathaway is sitting on $373 billion worth of cash, which is enough to buy 480 companies on the S&P 500. Why though? Don't they care about inflation? Maybe Warren Buffett has a plan to buy the biggest crash of his lifetime. But what the media doesn't tell you is that that amount only represents a third of their money. I invest a third of my money in cash equivalents that pay me a monthly income, and the rest is in high-risk assets. Berkshire Hathaway is being responsible here. Up next, pick one. Miss Alabama or some random Lebanese reporter? I'm sure we'd all pick the Lebanese reporter because we all know that Miss Alabama definitely has some issues with hygiene. But seriously, we need to stop allowing vision-impaired judges from judging beauty pageants. The only reason she won, though, is because those were the days before Zempic went mainstream. Also, I'm calling BS on the woman on the right being Lebanese, because she has blue eyes. Number 11, why is it whenever you sell an investment, it seems to go up? When you hold it, it doesn't do anything, and when you buy it, it goes down. That's why if you can buy a little bit over time in dollar cost average, that's a good strategy. That way Mr. Market can't screw you over as easily. The reason this happens is because of modern human psychology. If you're buying and selling, so are many other people, and market makers or manipulators are taking advantage of it. Moving on, the US Army ups their enlistment age from 34 to 42. Whatever could they be planning? Maybe another military adventure in the desert. Germany recently upped their enlistment age to 45. And if you leave the country for longer than 30 days, you have to tell them where you'll be going and when you'll be back. I'm glad to be in my late 40s and don't have to deal with this. All this, but you still can't drink alcohol until you're 21. And yes, I know the difference between enlistment age and conscription age. Number 13, 79% of men apologize when they're right in an argument with a woman. And the other 21% of men are stupid or stubborn and suffer unnecessarily. Or maybe they're autistic and don't know what's going on below the surface, because they can't read the social cues. The woman thinks she's won, but she's actually lost because she wanted drama, and when the man concedes defeat, he's taken it all away from her. For me, I don't argue. If a woman argues, then I leave her. Up next, women say that men should approach them more often in person instead of just go on dating apps. They are, of course, thinking of just the good-looking guys. If you're creepy, don't even think about approaching her, because if you do and embarrass her, she might give you a false allegation. If the average man approaches her, this is more like the look that she'll give him. Does this really look like a woman that wants to be approached? Number 15, 20-year-old men are now more right-wing than 75-year-old white men. What do you suppose is happening? I think it's because the majority of people having kids over the last 20 years are conservatives. Conservatives breed conservatives, and liberals breed cats. And this is a low bar because 75-year-old men got us to where we are today. They're the liberal me generation boomers. Hippies like them were never right-wing. Moving on, this has to be one of the dumbest things ever. The people were donating money to Kylie Jenner to help make her the youngest female billionaire. This is a true story, and if I recall, all that was donated was $5,000. She could have at least donated some nudes back. I would also gladly be willing to accept donations if people want to make me a billionaire too. And I'd be happy with even a few thousand dollars. LOL. Number 17, Katy Perry shared these photos with Justin Trudeau. But the real question is, why is she with him in the first place? I suspect that he's partially with her because he's trying to make his ex-wife Sophie Trudeau jealous. Nothing is more upsetting to a woman than if her ex gets together with a younger and more beautiful woman with higher status. Trudeau could just be using Katy Perry to get revenge on Sophie because she gave him a narcissistic injury. Up next, and speaking of status, that's exactly why women buy overpriced handbags. Italian prosecutors uncover that Christian Dior pays just $57 for bags that retail for almost $2,800. It's not about the quality of the products. It's always been about the price. Women are showing off to other women that they have that much disposable income to waste on worthless things. Almost $57 is still too expensive. This shouldn't cost more than $5.70. Number 19, don't be fooled by women's makeup. Remember to take them swimming on a first date to see what they really look like. Yikes, it looks like even their eyebrows are fake and painted on. And the one on the bottom left looks like she spontaneously grew some braces on her teeth too. The only one that looks somewhat passable without makeup is the one in the middle. The other two look like they belong in a coffin. They look like death has already taken them. Moving on, remember guys, that women looking for a man after their best before date in their 40s and beyond are looking to settle down, and it's not for a husband or a partner. They're looking for a retirement plan. And if they can squeeze one out with you at the end of their fertility window, then you can use that anchor baby to help keep you there next to them. If you get together with a woman like this, then this is what you look like. Number 21, what if I told you that you were so distracted by your jugglies that you read the top line wrong? Looks like I read that line wrong at least 3 times. But what if I told her that I wasn't distracted enough and that she would need to try harder to distract me? What do you think she would do? I bet the majority of guys out there have no idea and didn't read any of the lines and have no idea what's happening. They're just too mesmerized by that chest. Up next, Miley Cyrus, when asked if she wishes Liam Hemsworth the best, she says, "I never wish him the best, because he would end up with me, and I don't want that." She sounds like she's full of herself, because here's a recent picture of her. Being with her is definitely not the best for him. He can clearly find somebody better than this grisly-looking woman. Other women are deluded and tell her, "You go, girl. You slay, queen." She looks like a coyote with boobs, though. Number 23, Germany is not all right, because a train conductor was beaten to death by a fare dodger days after a Sudanese man threw a woman under a train. I wonder what the background of that fare dodger is. I'm sure his ancestors weren't from Germany. but the leftists in Europe will say that this is just part of enrichment. I'm surprised that this headline didn't read, German man strikes again. Diversity isn't our strength, it's our death. Moving on, why is it that women have selective memory and then when you repeat back to them what they said to you, they'll say they never remember saying it? But they do remember things, they just remember them differently. This is just another example of women avoiding accountability. It doesn't matter what a woman does. All that matters, according to her, is her intentions, which can vary depending on whether they gave her an advantage or not. Number 25 and the last one, even if you're a personal trainer built like a tank, eventually your girlfriend will bore of you and cheat. This guy's church-going trad wife cheated on him with a homeless man. When personal trainer Chad found out, he beat the guy to a pulp. I hope he proceeded after that by dumping her. If a guy like this is not safe from infidelity, then what chance do you stand? The homeless guy here is the victim. He probably didn't even know that she had a husband. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.